It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. The fallout from the NFL draft and a look ahead to the Stanley Cup playoffs. Our sports guy, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette sports writer emeritus Bob Dvorak, joins us now. His video blog is Sportsnet. Hi, Bob.
Hey, Paul. How's it going? Pirates in first place. That would explain the wobble of the earth on its axis today.
Yes, it does feel a little strange. I wanted to start with the NFL draft, now complete. The Steelers took a quarterback in the fourth round, Oklahoma's Landry Jones, reportedly marking the end of an era. As we're hearing, the Steelers will let Charlie Batch go. He's a Pittsburgh guy, a local hero. What does this mean for the Steelers?
Yeah, the inside word is that this is, they're going to go younger with their quarterback core. So with the signing of Bruce Gradkowski and the drafting of Landry Jones, this would spell the end of the Charlie Batch Byron Leftwich era.
Now, this would mean the first time in 10 years or so that the Steelers will not have an African-American quarterback on the roster. What are your thoughts about that?
I think it's just more or less, how the personnel, how the roster shapes out. The Steelers were one of the first to have a black quarterback with Jefferson Street Joe Gillum back in the Chuck Noll years. So, it's been usual to have one on the roster, but it looks like they may not.
Meanwhile, the Minnesota Vikings drafted a punter, meaning Chris Cluey's eventful run as Minnesota's punter may be over. Cluey has become a vocal advocate for gay rights and, in the view of some, a thorn in the side of the NFL establishment. Should we read anything into this move?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, I think we can all make our own assumptions, but, Chris Cluey and Brendan Ian Badeo, formerly of the Ravens, came out in support of same-sex marriage in California, and they have been outspoken. But I don't know if it's anything more than just the Vikings drafted somebody that they thought was a better punter.
Meanwhile, the NFL said last week it would reinforce its policies against discrimination based on sexual orientation. Explain what's behind this.
Well, Roger Goodell says it's unacceptable, to discriminate against anyone. The New York State Attorney General, Eric Schneiderman, has written to Goodell reminding him that any form of discrimination or harassment on the basis of sexual orientation is a violation of state and local laws. The Players Association also says that any discrimination would violate laws and it's against the collective bargaining agreement and the players' rights.
So we have just a few seconds left of the Stanley Cup playoffs beginning. Sidney Crosby has been out with the broken jaw. There is anticipation about his possible return. When might we see him back?
Well, I don't know if it'll be right away. It may not be the first game on Wednesday, but I would expect it to be soon. The sooner the better for him returning. I think this is going to be a great playoff run for the Penguins. History says that they've never beaten the Islanders in a playoff series, but this team is built to win now.
And your Sportsnet is about that, so folks should go check that out.
Correct. I look at the history of the Penguins coaches, and Dan Bylsma sits atop the list of Penguin coaches.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to that. In the meantime, thank you, Bob.
You bet, Paul. Great to be here.
Tomorrow on Essential Pittsburgh, former White House advisor to President Nixon, John Dean, on the legacy of Watergate. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thanks for listening.